So, Stanley, what do you think? Do you like all of the new features? Yes, I know it's not exactly clear yet how exactly these features will come together as one single coherent video game, but I can feel it in my soul. It's going to work. There's definitely a good game in there somewhere. Say, let's do an experiment. I'll arrange these new features together, and we'll see whether or not it coheres into a meaningful gameplay experience. Okay. Are you ready? Here it is. I give you the Stanley Parable 2. I mean, there's potential here, right? It's sort of... Okay, never mind. Hold on, let me do a different arrangement. Okay, yes, yes, this is much better. I feel good about this. Here we go, version 2.
Okay, hang on, perhaps I could make a few adjustments here just to shave off some of the rough edges. One moment, please.
Who am I kidding, Stanley? This isn't a coherent video game at all. It's a lot of gags. And I do very much enjoy creating gags, but they don't add up to anything. I wanted more than anything to create a sequel that would capture all the magic of the first game. I wanted fans to love it. No matter how good these gags are, they won't stand on their own. They would need the structure and the gameplay of the original. Wait, maybe that's it. I can take the original Stanley Parable and simply, well, insert a few of my new features into it. Tastefully, of course. With respect. With care for the vision and integrity of the original game. Would it possibly work? I suppose it could. But it would need a really, really tremendous title screen. A title screen that says with bold and uncompromising conviction, "This is the Stanley Parable 2. Let me see if I can whip something up. All right, perfect. Go ahead. Take a look. Ta-da! It's really... Oh, for heaven's sake, it's just piles of stuff, isn't it? Oh, Stanley, I don't think you understand how hard video game development is. You see, what am I trying to say here? When I set out to make the Stanley Parable 2, I wanted to do something that would live up to the legacy of the original game, that would continue to capture all the exciting and funny and philosophical spirit from the original game. I wanted people to say, yes, this is worthy of the Stanley Parable legacy. And yet when I sat down to it, the only thing I actually felt excited to write about was just these gags. Isn't that all they really are? The balloons, the hole, they're just funny little titbits. Amusing for a moment, sure, but not substantial. They don't cohere into anything. There's no greater meaning behind any of it. It's just piles of stuff. And I'm sitting here and, goodness, why can't I remember what made the original Stanley Parable so impactful for so many people? Why can I not summon the creative energy that I first channeled into... Wait. That's it! I know what the Stanley Parable 2 is. It's just going to be an exact copy of the Stanley Parable 1. That way, it has to capture the same magic that the original game did. No one will be able to say we didn't touch on everything that made the first game special. Yes, I think this is quite the perfect plan. There really are no flaws in it. And you know what? I can actually make this happen with very little effort. It should all be simple enough. Okay. Yes. Right. Yes. Right. Great. We're ready to go. It's already complete. Without further ado, I give you the Stanley Parable 2.